Focus on flowers. Henry Ward Beecher wrote that flowers have a mysterious and subtle influence upon the feelings. On February 14th, almost one-third of American adults show their feelings by purchasing floral items, and about half of the customers buy roses, with red, predictably, the favored color. Two-thirds of the buyers are men, and 80% of these men give the flowers or flowering plants to their wives or significant others. Only 18% of women buy Valentine's Day flowers for their husbands or lovers. A few women purchase flowers for their mothers or female relatives or employees, and some purchase them for themselves. Most of the orders for flowers are placed on February 13th or 14th, but 1% of customers wait until February 15th. Waiting until after Valentine's Day is not a good idea. Supplies are severely depleted and prices are still high. Sales for flowers for Valentine's gifts are highest, actually, when the day falls on a Wednesday or Thursday. Sales are not as high when Valentine's Day falls on a Saturday or Sunday. This may be because procrastinators are penalized by the lack of availability on weekends. Also, many purchasers send flowers to loved ones at their business or office addresses. If Valentine's Day occurs during the work week, the recipients then have the added bonus of being envied by their co-workers. This is Moya Andrews, and today we focused on Valentine flower sales.